The White Wolf by Max Brand. Chapter 1. In an upper box canyon of the Winnemago River, Ganaway saw the big man first. Ganaway himself was big and hard-muscled from wandering across the ridges of the Rockies, whether in summer suns or through combing winter hurricanes. By the very face of Adam Ganaway, one knew that he could make himself at home in the heart of a blizzard one day and in the desert the next. And his work as meteorologist kept him busy year in and year out, wandering and never pausing. That deep and quiet soul of his, ever removed from the ways of other men, was more at ease up here and in the wilderness of the mountains. He could spread his elbows at the board. In all other places, he was a self-conscious, clumsy fellow. He was a great hunter, too, this Adam Ganaway, though he was fonder of hunting with a camera than with a rifle. But the result was that he knew the ways of the wild beasts as hardly any other in the length and the breadth of the mountains. But for all these qualifications, when he saw Tucker Crosden for the first time, he felt like some effete city dweller brought suddenly before the face and frown of nature. Adam Ganaway was big. He was well above 6 feet, and he had a sturdy spread of shoulders, but when Crosden strode closer to him, Ganaway felt himself shrinking into the dimensions of a boy again. And Ganaway had had his share of this world's troubles and its joys, but when he looked up into the face of the other, half brutal and half melancholy, it seemed to Ganaway that compared with the soul of the stranger, his own was filled with nothing but remembered stuff, dead.